Life in Columbia, Missouri 1945 through Hickman High School 1956. Once in Columbia, my mom, Linda, and myself stayed at my grandfather's until my dad arrived from LA. I finished the first grade at Grant School. The kids then were still printing while I had been taught to write cursive. The class was ahead of me in math, but we seemed on par in reading. I was tow-headed, tanned in the early spring, and some of my classmates wondered what country I was from. When my dad joined us, he found a job in the grocery business, which had been his vocation in Iowa prior to World War II. We then found a rental home on 2nd Ave in Columbia, about a block from Ridgeway Grade School. I spent the second grade at Ridgeway. Following the second grade, my dad found a job with Wolcott Water Softener Co. in Columbia, owned by Herbert Wolcott, who was a water engineer grad of Stanford University. We moved to another rental home on Old Highway 40, not far from my new grade school, Eugene Field Grade School. I spent grades 3, 4, 5, and 6 at Field. There, I had two exceptional teachers, Mrs. Browning in the third grade and Mrs. Gilbert in the fourth grade. They ignited in me a tremendous love of American history. In fact, when I took the national tests for sixth graders, I was doing 12th grade work in history in the sixth grade. I remember the fifth and sixth grade teachers discussing my score in some disbelief. Did not excel to that degree in other coursework. It was at Field that my love for softball and baseball was born. I played at recess, lunch hour, after school, and on weekends with who would ever show up. I excelled to the point that the local newspaper Columbia Tribune ran a story: "Two Slugger Sloan Breaks Windows and Records at Field School 9. Our softball field was right behind the school's administrative building and became an easy target for line drives. They finally had to cover the windows with heavy gauge wire. We were in the school system's least affluent area, but we had outstanding teachers and good kids. Disruptive school behavior was non-existent. I loved school so much that one day I went to school and the front door was locked. It was Saturday. The only school organized sport was softball. No coaches, but we played the other grade schools and the Catholic school Sacred Heart. We also played marbles for keeps too, but our principal and sixth grade teacher, Miss Finley, made us quit because she said that playing for keeps too was gambling. Miss Finley was up in years and was my least inspirational teacher. Most all of us ate lunch at school, which was prepared on site, fresh and delicious. Great school cooks. In grades 5 and 6, during the late fall and winter, we played touch football. In the sixth grade, my Aunt Laura from Sioux City sent me a helmet and shoulder pads for Christmas made by Hutch. Boy, did I feel big time. I was the only boy in school with a helmet and shoulder pads. Did not play FB again until the 10th grade as our junior HS, Jefferson JRHS. Only had basketball with a coach and playing other schools. It was in grade school that I became an ardent St. Louis Cardinal fan, and Stan, the man, Musial was my boyhood idol. Harry Carey and Gabby Street were the Cardinal broadcasters on radio, and I listened to them at night as often as possible. At that time, I probably could identify, by team, every player in the National League. Softball/baseball was the passion of my life. Someday I wanted to play for the St. Louis Cardinals. That opportunity would later come during my senior year at Missouri. More later. Where we lived on Old Highway 40, it was the main east/west highway for Mid-America. We lived probably 25 yards from the highway and heard every truck and car heading east and west. Got used to it. During my grade school years, our pet dog was Tippy, who we adopted in LA before we moved. Tippy was a mix, looked somewhat like a beagle, blonde coat with a white tipped tail, therefore Tippy great, great dog. Every pair of blue jeans I had her teeth marks at the cuff of my jeans, as every time I got on my bike, Tippy would grab my pants leg, tugging me not to leave. I would get to laughing as she was tenacious. At this age, the most precious things I had was my bike, glove, bat, and ball. When we moved to Highway 40, Linda was still with us. Although the war was over, my parents had the impression that we would continue to raise her. Then one day in 1946, her dad, Jack Sloan, came by to take her for a visit. Never brought her back. Broke our hearts. He lived in Las Vegas and we largely lost contact as my dad's brother remarried and had additional kids, all in Las Vegas. Don't believe my dad or mom ever had contact with Jack Sloan again. My dad's brother Jack weighs an exact look-alike to the famous movie actor Randolph Scott, 40s and 50s. It was uncanny. They later died within 6 months of each other. After field school, I entered Jefferson Junior HS for grades 7, 8 and 9. It was the only middle school in Columbia except for Douglas Black students, as all of Missouri had segregated schools. I had not seen blatant racism while living in LA, so it was a shock to see it in Missouri. I was never comfortable with the racial separation, which eventually fell by the wayside in my HS years due to the Supreme Court decision under the 2 Warren Court 11 at JJHS in the 7th grade. I had a great teacher, Miss Robinson, who got me interested in debating. We had 7th grade competition and my debate partner was Karen Polson. We became debate champions and the topic was 11 Weird Comic Books Harmful. 11. It was in the 7th grade that I was first exposed to basketball. I was so awkward and could barely use my left hand for dribbling or shooting a layup. Made the team, largely because of my height. My sports love was still baseball. Coach Jim McLeod was our coach and years later I would become his assistant at Hickman HS when we won the state championship with a 28-1 record in 1962. More later. Being at JJHS was a new experience as suddenly I was a student among all of the other grade school students. Went from a big fish in a small grade school pond to become a fish in a much bigger pond. We had moved from old Highway 40 out of the city limits to live in a rental home in Wilcottwood off Vandiver DR north of Columbia. My dad was still working for Wilcott Water Softener and was doing well and growing their business. Mr. Wilcott was always on the road selling large commercial water softeners and my dad handled all of the Columbia market, sales, installation and servicing. My dad would begin every workday by having coffee with Mrs. Wilcott at her home nearby to our house. They both talked politics and we're staunch Republicans when our area was dominated by Democrats. As the years went by, Mrs. Wilcott became my dad's second mom. She was an exceptional woman, great political mind and very generous and kind-hearted. Mr. Wilcott was very bright, somewhat aloof but had total trust in my dad running his business locally. In 1949 my parents adopted my sister who was named Thunetta Toni Sloan via the Lutheran home in St. Louis. She was 6 weeks old. My mom was unable to have more children and I believe the loss of Linda left a void that they needed to be filled. The whole adoption process was very thorough and our home was visited several times before and after the baby came. We were all thrilled. I was now 11 and played a role in helping to raise her. By the 8th grade we had moved to another Wilcott-owned home right next door to the one we were in. The 8th grade proved to be very historic for my family. My mom and dad decided that they would buy some land from the Wilcotts and build a home all by themselves. Neither one of them had ever been involved in construction. My parents got the loan from my grandfather Ben Krenk and bought most all of their materials at La Crosse Lumber where he was the manager. My mom turned out to be quite a carpenter who could frame, lay hardwood floors, do sheetrock, etc. She would work a good part of the day and then when my dad finished work he would join her. They started the project the summer before my 8th grade. When school started I would come home after school and take care of Toni while my mom and dad worked on the house. I changed diapers, made formula, fixed dinner for my parents and kept the house clean. I missed the 8th grade basketball team due to our home building effort. The only thing on the house that they did not do was shingling the roof. They were so proud. This was the first home they ever owned. It was a story and a half and my room was upstairs with a bath and storage area. Nothing fancy but a very nice home. The garage was separate from the home, on the right side of the home. The road leading to our home was a gravel road. I would spend hours picking up gravel rocks and hitting them out on an open field using an old broken wood bat, nailed together. I must have hit thousands of rocks. The open field had a large old oak tree at the far end, and hitting a rock over that tree was my home run. Eventually the rocks would destroy the fat end of the bat and usher in a new broken bat. The upward swing I developed as a result of this constant effort did show up later in my baseball years, as most of my home runs were towering drives as opposed to line drives. When I started in junior HS, my dad would drive me to school and then I would walk home unless I had basketball practice, and then he would pick me up. Because of the home building effort, I was not able to debate or play basketball in the 8th grade. Kind of a lost year, activity wise, but I was a big help to my parents and it did teach me a lot of things that I would not have known otherwise. I was immensely proud that they built the entire home by themselves, with no prior experience. It was an effort that I would try myself in Jefferson City more later. I do remember many a heated argument between my parents on how they should construct something. One would come home, cool off, and then go back and get it done. Never knew who won the most squabbles, but I'm betting on my mom. Taking care of my new sister did have its trying moments. One time I was rinsing out her dirty diaper in the downstairs toilet when I dropped it, and in flushing it, the water began to overflow. I jumped on top of the toilet seat hoping to suppress the flow, but to no avail. Ran for parental help at the construction site about 200 yards away. Another learning experience. Every summer thereafter I played baseball in Legion or Ban Johnson and really wanted to play for my Cardinals. I could always throw harder than my teammates and had more power at the plate. Throughout my baseball days I did wind up playing every position at some point in time. The 9th grade proved to be a very fruitful year for me. I was elected student body president for the first semester, became a starter on the basketball team, and finished second in debate. Karen Polson was my debate partner again, and we were robbed, another story for perhaps another day. Obviously, time does not heal all wounds. Entering Hickman HS was to become a most memorable time in my life. Hickman was an exceptional HS. As incoming sophomores, we were all required to wear beanies until the FB homecoming game. Guys getting caught with no beanie might find themselves getting their pants removed by upper classmates. A tradition of Hickman and transition from junior HS to sister HS. I went out for FB. This was the first time that the school system offered FB. Coach Bob Rourke was our head FB coach and he was outstanding. I played end, and being new to the game, played on the junior varsity team. I did pretty well in the few games JV we played and could tell that Coach Rourke liked my progress. Basketball followed FB and more JV experience. Now came baseball, coached by Coach Rourke, and as a sophomore I did get some varsity playing experience. I continued to be one of the tallest in my class and became more and more interested in FB and basketball as well as baseball. I did well academically, but not as well as I could have, as my intensity in athletic achievement began to shift from the emphasis in the classroom. The summer after my sophomore year I played baseball and was now pitching. I could throw very hard but had limited control and no curveball. I was a thrower, not a true pitcher. But I did attract the attention of a White Sox scout, Walter M. Laskowski. He wanted me to send him the press clipping after every game I pitched. Soon after I was moved to play first base because of my hitting. That summer I did pitch my best game ever in Boonville, MO, on the hottest day on record, 113 degrees. Game called by managers at the end of 7 innings. We won but don't remember the score. I loved baseball in hot weather. The mid-50s were really hot summers with many days over 100 degrees. My junior year at Hickman began in a discouraging way, as shortly into preseason FB practice I tore the cartilage in my right knee and was operated on by Dr. Glenn McElroy, who later became a team doctor for the Missouri Tigers. He was probably among the very best orthopedic surgeons in the state. We had an outstanding FB team in 1954 and I really regretted missing that season. I did heal in time for basketball and became a starting forward on the varsity. We had a new basketball coach, Bob Murray, who had played at Missouri. He was a tremendous coach and my skills greatly improved. I received my first letter and jacket, boy was I proud. As baseball followed basketball, I was again coached by Bob Murray and received my second letter. I had the honor of being voted most versatile boy in my class, and it was a rare day that I did not have some after-school activity going on. In late spring, I ran for student body president for the next year 55-56 and won in a three-man race. I promised that if elected we would make a 45 record of our traditional student body assembly procedures and highlights of the year to be given to every student along with our yearbook, the crest sent. I loved being at Hickman. Tremendous teachers, coaches and classmates. Our class size was right at 200 and I knew every classmate by name. I probably knew by name 95% of all the kids at Hickman 600 plus students. That summer, following my junior year, I played baseball. Our coach was Tony Antimai, who loved baseball and felt I had a lot of potential. During that summer I also attended the National Conference for Incoming Student Council Presidents, which was held in Ardmore, PA, a suburb of Philadelphia. We all stayed in private homes and I stayed with the Buten family, who owned a paint factory. Wonderful family. I rode on the train to and from Philadelphia and in St. Louis. Teamed up with Don Farmer, who later joined me at Missouri and went on to an outstanding career in TV news broadcasting. Entering my senior year at HHS would prove to be a life changer for me and my future. Having played on the JV team in FB my sophomore year, missing my junior year due to surgery, this FB season would be my first year of varsity play. We had an 7-2 season, but among our 7 wins was a truly great win on the road against Springfield Central, the largest school in the state. They led us 14-0 at halftime and were dominating the game. At half, Coach Rourke told us what we needed to do, and his last statement was, "Men, I think we can still win." And when we did, 20-14. Following the season I was selected 3rd team, All-State in Missouri FB. I was 6 feet 4 inches and weighed 176 pounds. One day after the season I got a call from the Missouri FB coaching staff offering me a FB scholarship including book S, tuition and fees. Because I could live at home, not getting room and board was not a problem. I rushed throughout the school to find Coach Rourke to tell him. I found him, relayed the scholarship offer and awaited his expression of congratulations. Instead he thought for a minute and looked at me intently as he stated, "Well, Russ, some will flunk out, some will get hurt and some will get discouraged and quit, you might make it," and walked away, leaving my ego on the floor. He would prove to be 100% correct. More later. Missouri's head FB coach was the legendary Don Foro, inventor of the split T formation and option FB. I was in school with 2 of his 3 daughters, Aileen 2 years ahead of me and Julie 2 year behind me. As a sophomore I had a big crush on Aileen, then a senior, who was beautiful, great personality and not affected in any way. With FB over, we were now into basketball season and I had made considerably progress as a player. It was about halfway through our season the light came on and I made a transition from being a mechanical type player to one of playing by instinct, much smoother and far more effective. The transformation was during the Eldon tournament, in which we finished 2nd, but I received the award as the most outstanding player, which they called the Sportsmanship Award. It came as a surprise, but my play thereafter was fluid and far more effective. My best HS buddy was our other forward, Tom Watson. We were both 6 feet 4 inches, weighed about the same. Tom could jump a little higher than I could and was a better free throw shooter. In fact, he beat our arch rival Jeff City in triple overtime on their home court by Tom hitting 2 free throws. We finished 22-8, went on to the regional tournament and lost the final game in regional play to Sedalia by 2 points in the final 2 seconds. We had beaten Sedalia by 9 points about a week before. I was selected to the first team all-conference basketball team. Had not the FB season gone so well, I had hoped to play college basketball. As the baseball and track season approached, I opted out of baseball to go out for track, hoping to further improve my speed for college FB. I was the second fastest athlete at Hickman, and only Dale Paley Mills was faster by about a step. Paley went on to become a little All-American running back at NEMO State College, where I later became head FB coach. Paley had amazing balance and could start and stop on a dime, tremendously shifty runner. Not big physically, but a very effective runner. My favorite memory of Paley and me was during our preseason practice in FB 1955. Coach Rourke had the whole team running sprints about 50 yards each. After the first three sprints, in which Paley and I were easily winning, running side by side, Coach Rourke looked at us sternly and stated, "In the next race, one of you two better win." Our track coach, Jack Kersting, had also been our line coach in FB. And he was another outstanding Hickman coach. He had me run as a quarter miler, and I was the fastest on our team. During the track season with other schools, I would usually finish first or second. Late in our track season, he put me in a 2-mile relay in Hannibal, and my half-mile time surprised Coach Kersting, as it was the best on our team and good enough to enter me in the state meet in Columbia. The amount of runners was large, and they ran us in two heats. Since I had no previous recorded time in the half-mile other than my leg in a 2-mile relay, I was put in the slower heat. After the first quarter mile, I felt great and began to move up within the packed field of runners to take the lead with about 100 yards to go. I probably increased my speed too much too soon and got caught at the finish to take second. My time turned out to be the 7th fastest in the state meet, having run it for the first time. Probably should have been a half miler instead of a quarter miler. In our conference meet, I had finished 2nd in the quarter. Now lettering in track, I became a 4-sport letterman at Hickman, and in the spring awards assembly received the great honor of receiving the Joe Barnes Award as Hickman's outstanding athlete, voted on by the coaching staff. Joe Barnes was the son of the principal of Ridgeway Grade School and was killed in World War II. Our class of 56 was the first class to have an all-night party at a designated place, with parental oversight. The band that night played on the riverboat out of St. Louis, and they were outstanding. Throughout the night, door prizes were given away. Once you left the party, you could not return. It was a most memorable evening. During my senior year, I was also named to the National Honor Society academic and played Lincoln in our verse speaking choir presentation called The Lonesome Train. Our choir was unique in America, and we traveled out of state to give programs. Mrs. Helen D. Williams was our teacher. This was the most enjoyable class I ever had. Our principal was a 6'8" retired colonel, Ben Schmitz. He wanted me to go to West Point in the worst way, but then West Point was primarily an engineering school, which I had no interest in at all. I still loved history. Reflecting back on my 3 years at Hickman, I could not have been more fortunate, and my FB scholarship to Missouri would prove to be a pathway to far greater rewards and opportunities. I was now 18, and my beloved Tippy died. I had this dog from age 4 to 18. She disappeared into our nearby woods to die. I found her and loved her till she passed. As I write this 59 years later, I am brought to tears. She was so much a part of our family and my entire boyhood. The summer before college was important to my later success in FB. My mother's sister's husband, Carl Katzenberger, had a masonry construction co in Denver. I called him and asked him if I could come work for him and build myself up. He cheerfully said, "I don't know if I can build you up, but I can sure tear you down." Lord, was he right. Never worked so hard in my life. I was a hod carrier for his bricklaying crew. I shouldered a hod full of mortar to the bricklayers and delivered bricks using brick tongs. About a week into the job, I looked down on my arms and had blisters the size of half dollars. Any exposed part of my body had burned badly due to the mile-high altitude of Denver. All summer after that, I was coated with sunscreen. My blonde hair was almost white when I returned to Missouri. Off the job, he was the greatest guy going, but on the job, he was all business and expected perfection from his crew. He had been the youngest bricklayer to get a union card in Iowa. I guarantee that I never slept better at night. Exhausted at day's end. Great preparation for my upcoming year in FB at Missouri. The best thing I could have done. Also, a great motivator to get a college education.